This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Al McKeon. This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, Garrett Kemble, Mike D., Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, and Beth Van Elswick. And welcome to our brand new sponsors, Monday Night Brewing and Atlanta Pizza and Gyro. Did I say that right? Gyro? I don't know.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You seem a tad wound up, buddy, and your face is greasy. Real greasy. You been up all night?
Of course I've been up all night. Not because of caffeine, it was insomnia. I couldn't stop thinking about coffee. I need a nap. Coffee time!
That guy is tense. Tension is a killer.
Simon, si va a salir al campo, apúrese.
Desde luego, Javoy. Welcome to my coffee plantation. I'm Simon Stone. My foreman says we've got to pick the beans before the rains come, so come on.
Excuse me. I happened to be passing, and I thought you might like some coffee.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. I want you to sit down.
Thank you. Cream?
No, thank you. I take it black. Like my man.
I'm enjoying life today more than I ever have. And I live it to the fullest. Maybe because I finally learned how to pick my pleasures. Like coffee.
Cigarettes and coffee, man. That's a combination.
Sometimes I'd be in one Starbucks, and then you'd be in the other Starbucks. And then I think maybe, you know, I should go over to that Starbucks next the next weekend, and then you'd be at the other Starbucks. So we kind of crossed. I know, it's just so stupid now.
He's so good.
Ugh. I remember what I was drinking when I met you. It was a grande espresso.
That's right, and I thought that was really sexy.
Oh, this coffee is criminal.
Honey, you killed the petunias.
Then you admit it. Your coffee really is murder.
That's a little pet project of mine. Oh. See, in my opinion, it's all about the quinic acid level. You want just north of 4,800 milligrams per liter. But if you overboil to get there, you're going to leach your tannins. Bitterness. Yuck. So, I pull a mild vacuum. That way I can keep the temperature no higher than 92 C. Judge for yourself.
My God, that is the best coffee I've ever tasted.
Sumatran beans.
Out of the funnies, into your homes, and we hope your hearts too, the makers of Camel cigarettes bring you... Radio
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 4, Episode 7, joined, as always, by trusty sidekick Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Trusty sidekick Adam Fisher.
Blech.
That was nice. That was really nice. This week, we have, returning to the show, one of our favorite local business people and the producer of some of the finest cold brew coffee in the city. You know him as the 30-year-old diaper man in Comedy Bang Bang TV series and also drunk number one from Officer Wanker, Worst Responder. Welcome to the show, Billy Atchison.
Hey, yeah, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. Woo! Thanks for having me.
All right, I want to do a 30-minute deep dive into drunk number one from Officer Wanker.
Yeah.
Now, we had talked last time. Well, it's been 2 years now, hasn't it?
It was actually 2 years next month.
2 years next month. Yep. And how you had, you're from Los Angeles, or you came out from Los Angeles?
He's from Alabama originally.
Yep. Right.
I'm from Alabama. We moved to Atlanta from Los Angeles, so did some little minor roles.
Got your toe in acting.
Dipped it.
Got bit by the businessman bug.
That was it.
And
yep. And all the acting work followed you here to Atlanta.
Yes.
That's right. It was not here, and then I decided we should all move here. And we all, as a collective union, moved here.
Yes.
Yes.
And how do you like Atlanta? You still love it?
Yeah, I love Atlanta.
Of course.
It's great.
And your business, your brick-and-mortar store where somebody can walk in and get a cup of coffee.
Right.
Multitudes of ways.
Sure.
Is in Avondale Estates.
Yes.
Which is a cute little village, I would call it. Is it a village?
It's a village.
A village, yeah. Around Decatur area.
Yep, right on the east side of Decatur, still yeah. ITP.
Yes.
You know,
I used to live over there.
You did?
Yeah, I used to live right next to that MARTA station.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah.
Next to the, like on the same street as the oldest Waffle House that's yes. a museum now.
Oh,
so
wow.
So that's actually the first Waffle House, and then directly across the street is the 1,000th Waffle House.
Really?
Yes.
And they're both open?
The
museum, the one's a museum.
The
yeah.
one's a museum, but you can make reservations to go in and have them still serve you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've been to the one Chick-fil-A where you actually sit down and they
the Dorf House?
And yeah. you can yeah. get burgers and stuff. That's so bizarre
yeah.
to me.
Yeah. yeah.
Burgers. So. All right, so
they used to be open Sundays too. That original
they did?
Place, yeah. yeah. I used to work there in Hapeville. Yeah.
Oh, you worked in Hapeville?
Yeah.
What, did you work at the airport?
No, I worked at a printing company.
Oh, okay. Or
just down from.
Oh,
airport.
That's a place we used to bring ink. We lived together years yeah. ago, mm-hmm. and then you'd come home and the whole carpet would be ink just everywhere.
Nice.
Boy, we got our security deposit. We left all of our shitty furniture there. Bye. All right. So Billy brought in his newest product, which is, I'm right about that, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It is Banjo Brewing Company's Nitro Cold Brew Coffee, straight black. Now, this is in a can, and I'm going to open it and try it.
Crack that bad boy open.
Ooh. Nice.
And I'm going to take a sip.
Mm-hmm.
Glug, glug, glug.
And you know what? My favorite part about this kind of coffee that you guys make,
mm-hmm.
absolutely no aftertaste.
Yeah.
And no bitterness.
Yeah.
And I'm not being like,
ooh, no bitterness is big.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So tell us about, I didn't shake it.
Well, that's only if you're going to pour it in the glass.
Okay.
Like,
right.
You know, it'll create that little sexy cascade like nitrogen, like Guinness.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what is nitro what? Nitroglycerin?
Nitroglycerin, no. Yes. We do smoke.
Nitrogen, yes.
Exactly.
Nitrogen, what does nitrogen do for coffee? And why is it so big now?
Yeah, yeah. So if you were to use, you know, CO2 or to carbonate this, it would have this really funky flavor to it. But what nitrogen does is it complements the coffee, gives it a milky sort of profile.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, for us, you know, we use on all organic coffee. We don't use any preservatives or anything like that. This is just beans and water. It preserves it. So
okay.
it kills any of the oxygen in the can. We purge it with a little whisper of gas,
mm-hmm.
Nitrogen, and then we fill it with the liquid coffee, and then we drop a liquid nitrogen drop on top, and
okay.
then seal it, and it's good to go. And what it does is preserves it, keeps the flavor lasting so much longer than bottles, but just really.
It makes it creamier, too.
Yeah.
I've noticed
yeah.
that it's when I drink like a regular cold brew. Mm-hmm. I put a little cream in it,
mm-hmm.
but when I get a nitro cold brew, I don't need to put any cream
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, this doesn't need cream. Yeah. I'm a cream yeah. guy, and you yeah. know that. I've told you before that.
Hundreds. We were texting earlier.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude,
yeah.
don't forget I'm a cream guy.
yeah.
Now, when I buy, occasionally when I go to the store, mm-hmm. I will buy some cold brew, and I microwave it and put cream in it,
mm-hmm.
and it is the best
yeah.
cup of coffee. I mean,
yeah.
it's. And I was for a long time using the French press.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to switch back to the drip because it was just too acidic for me.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about this particular bottle, the mm-hmm. new one. Is it more
Can.
Alkaline or something?
It's not, but the process, we use naturally low acidic beans anyways.
Oh, I see.
They're you know, a lot smoother, chocolatier notes, things like that. But in the regions we grow them from really kind of pull from the surrounding areas, but the cold brew process itself removes about 70% of the acids that are in coffee, because when you pour hot water over the beans, that starts the chemical reaction there and releases those acids. So cold brewing gently extracts them over about 18 hours to 24 hours, depending on how long we're brewing that particular batch. And so you're just left with a lot more of the flavor, a lot less of the acid, and a little bit more caffeine.
Where do your beans come from?
The ones in the cans, we're using Guatemalan, Ethiopian, and Colombian blend.
And so that all those coffees are grown in those countries?
Yes.
And then, is it fair trade? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were lucky enough to work with a fantastic company here, Cafe Campesino, and they're our roaster. And they're out of Americus, Georgia. And they've gone around and met most, if not all, of the farmers, source direct. So it's about as clean of a process importing as possible through co-op coffees. They know all of them. They've established co-ops in these countries. So we kind of are lucky enough to partner with them and kind of work direct.
Now, is the United States the biggest Is the United States a little, is the, I'm sorry, just get closer when you talk.
Oh.
Is the United States the biggest consumer of coffee in the world, importer and all that? I would have to think so.
I would think, I don't know.
I mean, we do a
That's
lot.
It's worldwide, though. Everybody drinks
coffee. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Even, in England, where it's all tea and everything, they drink coffee like over there, too, quite a bit.
And maybe like Turkey, too. You know?
Well, yeah. Middle Eastern countries, for sure.
Yeah.
I would imagine Asia. Someplace in Asia is probably just strictly mass.
I don't know. But we don't grow it in the United States anywhere, right?
You can't Hawaii.
Grow it. Hawaii
is the
that's
only
right.
place
that's right.
in the U.S. American coffee.
Okay.
American
that's
coffee.
Kona?
That's Kona, yeah.
Kona,
yeah.
Okay.
We, Kauai had a nice farm that my wife visited last year, and yeah.
That's neat. Now, yeah. There was a show that I saw. I don't know if it was on Pluto TV. I was just watching, and it was a reality show about this guy who went around trying to find coffee beans.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with this? It's a reality show.
Not Dangerous Grounds.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But he went to this place, and he found, he was just asking everywhere, and the beans are super huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a super rare tree, and he found some, and he brought it back, and they were, they try them and stuff. But it's just fascinating to me that, you know, you think, and you're led to believe this when you're a kid, coffee's coffee. It comes in a can.
Right.
And you throw it in the percolator, and then later the Mr. Coffee, and sure. then you have your coffee. But just, I would say in the last 20 years, it's just exploded, maybe in the last 10.
Yeah, I think. People are more aware of their food in general.
Yeah.
So I think coffee's kind of followed that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that people are becoming a little bit more picky about what they're eating in general. So I think that's all part of it.
Right.
You know. But I think knowing that coffee is not just the sludgy drink that your dad and mom,
to wake up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You can enjoy it and you can have it in a variety of different ways and ready to drink ways like this. Which is super cool. So,
you find that the corporate spread of coffee from, I don't know, you know, the store brands and then of course, Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks, the big chains, but Dunkin' Donuts is a sad thing. 'Cause their coffee used to taste good.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And now I can't get it anymore. It's just weak and bland.
And I'm just bitter about Dunkin' anyways.
Why?
They booted us from some parties at Super Bowl.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. What happened?
We were supposed to work at a couple of gigs, and Duncan shows up with their iced coffee.
Yeah.
And they're like, mm-mm.
They threw you out.
We got kicked out.
Were they the official sponsor?
Of course they were.
America runs on Duncan. Oh, it's because they're from Boston.
This is a Krispy Kreme town, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is a Krispy Kreme town, but they're not really noted for their coffee.
They're not.
Their coffee isn't bad. It's better than Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons.
But you're eating it next to like a super sweet donut.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
The coffees are small, too. Like, I ordered a large coffee from Krispy Kreme one time, and it was like a little tiny cup. I'm like, very small.
Well, I don't know. Shaq, man, he skimps. The other thing about Dunkin' Donuts is they stopped, and this is a pet peeve of mine, so they used to put their toppings, like coconut and peanuts and stuff, on the whole donut. Now you only get it on the top. Cheap. Anyway, let's get back to it. But that, and so the proliferation of that corporate culture and the, I don't know, the fast foodization of coffee, Starbucks.
Yeah.
I don't know, Howard Schultz thinks he's going to be president of the United States when he foisted the world with Pike Roast, which my wife and I both go, ew, we're just going to get an Americano. my point being is that now you have options, and just like when people overreach, when corporations overreach, and when food all becomes bland and the same, that's when you get the little cottage industries popping up.
Right.
And if they're successful, they get bigger and bigger and bigger. So what is your growth like? I mean, where do you want to go and where do you want to be?
I mean, that's a good question, because I think it's changing monthly. It's changing seasonally for us. I think we have a good end picture in mind of what that looks like, but it doesn't look like, you know, selling out or moving on or just, you know, being bought up or sucked up by a larger entity. I don't know.
So you want to keep it small?
We want to keep it small. I guess the biggest we would want to go is regional and maintain sort of like a southern, southeastern presence. And you know, with the cans, that gives us definitely, with the shelf life extension, it gives us extensions throughout the Southeast. So we're being now distributed to Alabama, the Carolinas. There's a store or two in Tennessee popping up. So, you know, we're kind of seeing the expansion happen without doing too much. There's only like four of us really working on the behind the scenes stuff, so it's really right. hard to just.
Well, how do you get it into the stores and
yeah, tell us what stores
go about
what stores you're in too?
Yeah, yeah. So we're primarily you can find us in the larger stores like Whole Foods, more of the Whole Foods. I think all of them in Georgia, all of them in Alabama now, and then a few in South Carolina, North Carolina carry us.
Mm-hmm.
The bottles, we'll be switching over to cans and phasing out the bottles this summer.
Okay.
So that'll be awesome. We'll be releasing a few more flavors and things like that. But our kegs are now starting to be distributed, which
kegs.
Is
what's the keg?
Kegs of coffee.
Kegs of this.
Wow. Kegs of that. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is it?
Is that for like cafes maybe, or
it's for some cafes.
Having a kegger, man. Come on in.
Rip it. It's weird. Like, so with the nitro
offices?
Coffee, yeah, it's mainly offices.
Yeah.
Bars are starting to carry us. Places around town, right over here, the establishment. Has this on tap.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You'll just random places want to do like either Irish coffees or little cocktails with it, or just have a non-alcoholic option on
tap.
That's
smart.
So people are starting to use it as mixers, as things like that.
What kind of drink would you make with the nitro cold brew out of the can, straight black?
I would probably, with bourbon and cream.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put a little simple
good.
Syrup with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
That would probably be like the go-to, but you could do a Black Russian with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That would be really tasty.
Yum.
We're also going to start canning something like a cold brew tea, a hibiscus tea with like, you put it with some Old Forth gin,
mm-hmm.
and it's fantastic. It's got mint lime in it. Super tasty. But yeah, the kegerators and kegs insulation kind of took off late last year, and it's just we started distributing throughout town at like all these offices, and it kind of caught on as a word of mouth thing. So now it's, if you want a kegerator of coffee or tea or kombucha in your office, just give us a call and we can install the kegerator and maintain it.
That'd be something that you would walk in and psh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now how do you
perks?
How do you advertise?
We don't.
You don't.
We
it's
have
all
it,
word
yeah.
of mouth.
I mean, like social media.
So
I mean,
you've just grown without having to spend money on.
We don't have any money.
But yeah, that's amazing to me. But that kind
yeah.
of growth,
yeah.
that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
And that's all you, beat and feed and yeah. pounding the pavement, yeah. going to stores.
I think being still connected to the farmers markets, mm-hmm. we're in Grant Park Farmers Market, Piedmont Park, Brookhaven Farmers Market this year, but doing music festivals and kind of like grassroots just hitting the turf and talking to people and mm-hmm. let people sample it. I think that's grown it.
And that's how you get locally. That brand loyalty. And then, yeah. Atlanta becomes known for nitro cold brew.
Sure.
And, people who have moved away mm-hmm. or people who come to visit, they'll try it and they go, oh God, you got to go. When, if you're in Atlanta, right. go to a store and get this.
Right. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
It's kind of like we grew up with regional things that we enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever you go home, you bring back a Pudgy's Pizza or a Sub. And it used to be that you could only get Yuengling in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And
right.
now you can get it everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was cool that, I'm driving back with two cases of Yuengling in the back.
Shoot, I would stock up with Sweet Heat Golden Flake chips
going
just back to Chicago.
Golden Flake.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's Birmingham.
They used to make a, what was it, ketchup? Or no, cheeseburger flavored golden
uh-huh.
flake chip.
Yeah.
Those were so good, and you could never get them anymore.
Yeah. Remember Charles Chips?
That was like a subscription chip.
Yeah,
service.
My grandma would get a tin, a giant tin filled with Charles Chips, and I hadn't seen them in years. And one day I was in Kroger, and they had a big display, so it must have been that they got a deal on them,
sure.
and they were on sale. But I took them home and ate the whole bag. I'm like, that was dumb.
Little tummy ache.
Well, yeah, very much so. I can't eat potatoes. The older you get, the less appealing they are.
Oh,
they're still
God.
Good, but...
Yeah.
I find a lot of time, I was eating some Doritos recently, mm-hmm. and I was really just eating them, trying to enjoy them the way I used to.
Yeah, it's
but
impossible.
But I wasn't really enjoying them.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
come on,
stoned,
I know these are good.
Well, I mean, yeah.
If you're stoned.
That's the key.
I've always found that in states where it's legal to do so, that coffee and... cigarettes to a degree. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you're a smoker,
sure.
a nice hot cup of coffee in the morning and a cigarette go together very well.
It's the breakfast mm-hmm. of champions.
It is.
Yeah.
And the times when I've gone extended periods not smoking, the coffee can't go away. I have to keep the coffee.
Sure.
You mix the other thing in
mm-hmm.
coffee. And I've heard in states where it's legal, it's good.
Yeah. We've experimented with CBD.
Have
and,
you?
I mean,
is that legal?
It's legal here, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So,
CBD is legal everywhere, except they're trying to crack down on it. Like in New York City, the chefs and stuff are trying to put it in food.
Hey, you shouldn't do that.
Well, we were going to keg it.
Yeah.
Really?
Put it off tap, yeah.
But do you have one that you can release with the CBD in it? Or,
yeah.
or what does
we,
it do?
We, the best way to describe it, and I mean, I don't, know how. I mean, it's.
We're gonna get a CBD sponsor on, yeah, on this podcast.
I can get you a couple.
When? Yeah. When?
Our friend from college that runs We So Hemp.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Wants to advertise on this podcast, and we're gonna probably have something to give away.
Keep it legal.
Yeah.
No, it's all legal. Yeah. It's like
it's an oil. It's in like treated as like an olive oil, okay, herb oil, but. But the effect doesn't do the same thing as THC or
no.
I mean, for sure. But, the best way to describe it is it puts you in a zone. Like you have this caffeine and you have this calmness. You are like, you're like Jordan 95, like just feeling it. Your work day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jordan 95.
Jordan 95. Jordan 96.
Yeah.
7, 8, 9.
Let's go with 96. 95 wasn't a good year.
What was 95?
Yeah. 95 is when he came back and they lost.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Whatever happened to Caribou Coffee? I was going to ask you.
They're
that.
Still around.
Are they?
Yeah, they're in Einstein's.
The one that we used to go to is now Whole Foods 365.
What's Whole Foods 365?
That's what Billy and I were talking about. It's like a.
Are you talking Sandy Springs or Smyrna?
No, and you know where Perro's Pizza?
Yeah, that little. And yeah, okay.
That
I
whole
know they
complex
knocked a
is,
lot of that
yeah,
down.
Yeah, the whole complex is like torn down, and it's there's a huge where Caribou was is like a huge. Start Whole Foods 365.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever happened to Caribou Coffee? Because I haven't heard about them in a long time.
Well, all their stores are closed, I think. Right. But you could, if you go to Einstein's, they're partnered with them for the coffee.
Okay. Right.
Well, isn't that a Caribou on the corner of Piedmont and 14th?
No, that's Hobnob.
Restaurant. Oh, Piedmont. No, that's Monroe.
Oh, I don't know.
There was one in Buckhead.
Yes, you're right. There is one there. Yeah,
yeah
the
I
Buckhead
think that's
ones.
The only one I know but of. Anyway, there used to be one down on Peachtree.
I'm going to shop there, and I hope they have Banjo.
Well, if it's a Whole Foods, they should, right?
Yeah, 365s are a little different, but I think we're slowly getting into all of the 365s as well. I know the one in Decatur carries it,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know any of the other ones right now.
Being in Atlanta, which is the Hollywood of the East, mm-hmm. do you have any loyal celebrity fans that you know of?
Not that I know of, but occasion will pop up on somebody's social media
mm-hmm.
and they'll be, you know, drinking it or doing a little shout out, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I was in, a gay erotica, book being featured as the smiling hipsters under the yellow umbrella.
That's cool.
it was my biggest claim
What's the name
to
of that
fame.
Book?
The Cocky Cowboy.
Cool.
Ooh.
Plug to the Cocky Cowboy.
C-K.
Well, that's how yes. you spell cocky.
Yes. He was just prideful. Totally
yes, it wasn't the khaki guy.
I forgot how to right. spell.
Yeah, it's the khaki.
I'm not great at spelling.
I'm not
it's
that strong a speller. You would think that eventually it'll start showing up in films and
yeah.
TV shows.
Yeah.
And then that
I mean,
would
hey,
be cool.
can we get some of these into the hands of the people that are doing the craft services?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
we go to the
started,
sets?
Yeah, we've started doing sets, pop-ups there. I think we're going to be doing a little bit more mobile expansion this year, so we'll be probably trying
what
to
What does that mean?
Like, well, I think we're outfitting a few more things. I can't really go into detail yet.
You mean like
exclusive.
A truck? Like
yeah,
a food truck
like
or something?
Like a food truck
okay.
of sorts.
Right.
But more of a smaller, compact version of that.
A Jeep?
Yeah, exactly. It's a little pod.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd love to be on more film sets. So, I mean, that's an easy thing. And even dropping off cases of cans has been sort of requested a lot. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's fun. It's a day.
What kind of food goes well with a nitro? Ooh. I mean, because you could sit here and drink it, but, you know, something yeah. would go with this.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you want something sweet, like a
yeah.
croissant
yeah.
of sorts, a cookie.
But nothing like nice too cookie. Super sweet.
No.
Because I don't like any kind of sweetened coffee or tea for that yeah. matter, but the flavor of coffee itself, and I you know, I ruin it with half and half, but it's still really, really good if it's done right. I can yeah. drink it without putting anything in it.
Totally.
Like this.
Yeah.
Nitro Cold Brew from Banjo Brewing Company, available now in a big yellow can.
Any plans to try and ship it to people?
Yeah, we've shipped people. Yeah. It's just because it's perishable. It's hard.
Right, and it's kind of you got to keep it cold, right?
Yeah, you got to throw in some dry ice, and then you know shipping. We've shipped to California. We've shipped around, but it's just expensive. I mean, unless you want to pay $60 to get you know
right.
a case of coffee, it's I don't know. It's tough, but
right.
I think the cans give us a lot more access because it's just the liquid weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lose that glass weight and not too much risk of them breaking, but yeah, we can definitely ship. That's, you know.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite product that you make?
It changes. I have to drink something different.
You do? You get sick of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like for the, we started in March 2015, so we're coming up on 4 years. And from the end of year one until recently, I couldn't drink cold brew.
No.
No. It was just all day, every day. And for whatever reason, though, I can crush out these cans without even, I mean, just, you know.
I don't know why anyone would drink an energy drink when you could have something like this and get the same thing out of it without 9,000 chemicals that rot your teeth.
Or calories or sugar.
Calories and sugar for sure, but those things taste like soap.
Yeah.
They're just, I don't understand it. Grown people our age and older, I do not understand them drinking that. And I see them, you know, having a gigantic Monster energy drink. Yeah. It was fun when I was young to drink Jolt Cola because I got wired and you know, you could belch really loud, scare old people in the Wegmans parking lot, which actually happened. But, they're just so gross.
Yeah, we just last month or so, we've been experimenting with some espresso colas and trying to make some in-house espresso colas, which are really tasty.
Yeah.
And we're kind of working on some flavors with those.
I used to love that Coke, Coke Black?
I don't know what that is.
It was Coke and coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
It's Coca-Cola Black. They started in these little tiny bottles.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
It was delicious. They only had it for a short time.
Oh. Yeah. I would buy that if you marketed that.
Yeah. Just using some raw cane sugar, just a little bit, just to, you know, just to get it
right
where it needs to be. Notes of vanilla.
And you have it available at the store in Avondale Estates?
Yeah. We're working on a few more recipes.
Okay.
So
if I walk in and go, I want that super secret.
I want the thing.
I got the hookup.
Yeah. Exactly.
Off the menu.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the tea, the hibiscus tea has been, the cold brewed hibiscus tea has been my favorite the whole afternoon. It's herbal. It's not.
No caffeine.
No caffeine.
Just tasty.
Just super sweet and nice and refreshing.
And you do a steady business over in Avondale Estates?
We're okay. Yeah. We're okay. The lights are still on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you go anywhere else if you have a local coffee shop?
Yeah.
We just got a brand new local coffee shop in Tucker where I live now.
Okay.
And I used to live in Midtown. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Tucker, growing.
Right.
You know, was, you know, it had its own identity. Then, of course, now it's getting it again.
Yeah.
But this little coffee shop, they're selling my favorite local bagels. And for some reason, it's... Now it's escaped me, and I it was right at the tip of my tongue, and I can't remember. Maybe I need some more coffee.
Goldberg's?
No, not Goldberg's.
I love Goldberg's.
Nah, they're local owned company.
Emerald City?
Yes.
That's what we carry, too.
You do?
Oh, my God. So they're everything
good.
Bagels.
That salt bagel? I like the salt.
Yeah.
But,
there's nothing like that. Like,
you need to try these, Jeff.
I will.
They taste like New York bagels.
They do.
Yeah. And they started out of their house.
Yeah. Piedmont Park with them, and then ended up carrying them at our shop. And the bagel sandwiches that we make
there—they're so good.
Like, we sell more bagel sandwiches in the morning than I thought we would.
And then when they're gone, I mean, they sell out.
Yeah.
So if you don't get there early enough, you don't get the bagel.
Yep.
And I'm pretty particular. I mean, Goldberg's is okay, but they're not.
They're no Emerald City.
No, Emerald City.
I haven't tried that. I'm going to look for it.
They don't have them at Little's anymore, in Little Five Points, but that's where I first got them.
They opened a shop in East Atlanta.
They have their own shop now. All right, nice. Yep. Now I know. I need to get back in town. Wife and I should move back in town.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, my anniversary's tomorrow, yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 2 years.
2 years, okay.
And counting.
Ooh.
2 years.
2 years down.
So nice to get married on Valentine's Day that we never, ever, ever forget. This is funny. We got married in Savannah by a judge. You know, they were doing, you know, the novelty weddings on Valentine's Day. We were the last ones there. And the judge mentioned God at the very end. And then after everything, we walked away. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I just want you to know I wasn't trying to offend you by mentioning God. And I'm like, you didn't offend us. We're fine. Yes, I'm an atheist, and I hate your guts.
Yeah, how dare you?
So, what do you like to do? I mean, you're busy all the time, but do you still get into like performance or?
I don't, and I
like
want
that?
To.
So, the acting followed you here. You haven't picked any of it up.
I just left it behind.
Yeah. You started a business.
Yeah, I mean, we started a business, and you know, we have two kids now. My wife and I, we started the business together.
How old are they?
My youngest is turning 3 next month on St. Patty's Day. And then I've got a 6-year-old as well, both girls.
Oh, cool. We're in the same boat. We have a 2-year-old and a 4.5-year-old.
Nice. Nice. Getting sleep?
More sleep than before. Yeah. They still, like, will wake up in the middle of the night and crawl in bed with us.
Yeah, our 2-year-old is in bed with us almost every night, and it's insane. Yeah. So, I mean, there's just no energy to perform or do anything.
No.
I mean,
oh no.
I want to do stand up again. I've started writing a little bit this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily stand up, but like just some film ideas, TV show ideas.
You want to write comedy and not perform it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, stand-up comedy, I imagine, is tough. People, you know, if you're funny in one venue or one genre, people say, you should do stand-up comedy. You're so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It seems intimidating these days. Like everyone's just...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, unless you have a name and you're established, like, just to break into stand-up these days would be, like, the most insane...
And the only way to get into it is you have to be willing to work every single night and get up and fail and flop and, you know...
You gotta mazel it.
It's not that...
It's not an old man's game.
Yeah.
It's not that you have to be willing. It's that you have to have the want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The want. You don't care.
Like, not the drive anymore.
You have enough gas in your tank.
I could do stand-up comedy, and I've done it before a couple times. But, like, I just don't have the drive to get up and do
I've
it.
I've always thought you're funny and can craft a joke and you have the timing. But you have to have the drive and the want.
Yeah. It's an everyday thing. But, I don't know, for fun, I mean, I don't have fun anymore.
You have to have a little fun.
No, I've started running again. That's my, like, little hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the doctor recently and they were like, your cholesterol's high, like way high, like enough to put me on medicine high. And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, yeah, it was just.
From all the coffee.
From all the Emerald City bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
But I don't know. It shocked me. And so I was trying to run again.
Yeah.
You know, I used to run, do some ultra marathons and things like that. But I don't know. That's my hobby. But that's like even hours. That's, you have to be really dedicated to that too.
It is, but you get out, and if you know, you can either listen to music or not. But you're in your own zone.
Yeah.
You're in your genre.
Yeah,
genre. What the fuck are you talking about? Tired.
My running genre.
Speaking of running,
so you're doing like long distance running, like
long distance.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Was the Express shot in Alabama?
It was in Chicago.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were, did we ask you this last time?
Yeah, we talked about it a little because
it's from Elmira.
Yeah, he's from Elmira, which is where you're from.
But they didn't use the Elmira Free Academy. They just said Elmira High School.
Yeah.
Which is okay now because EFA's closed.
I forget the school we shot at the whole time. But they made Northwestern to be Syracuse.
Yeah.
We shot Northwestern. I was at Tech School that we shot at for most of the...
I still like that movie. It didn't get a lot of... a play after it was out, but it was good.
It was solid.
Yeah.
And
plus I got to meet Dennis Quaid on the press tour, which is pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I sat
Dennis
with
Quaid.
I would like to meet his brother, Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
I follow him on Twitter. It's so entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
With the crazy, yeah.
Right there. Yeah, it's
horrible. Well, you want to join us for a little labyrinthine?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, I mean, you're up on pop culture,
a little bit, yeah. And actually, I've in the winters is nice because we can like settle down. We're not doing as many markets, and I can catch up on TV. I can catch up on some shows. And
what shows are you watching?
We're catching up on True Detective. I'm about an episode behind.
Good season, isn't it?
It's solid. Like it's
better
really
than
good.
The second season.
It's rolling out real slow, but I'm loving it.
Yeah
I don't care how slow it is. I love the acting.
Oh yeah,
his
Stephen Dorff is great.
Dorff, who thought?
I know.
I mean, I thought he was done. He's doing the blue cigarette commercials.
Yeah.
I guess he's back to smoking, but it could be those fake Mad Men cigarettes. But
that's true.
You're not allowed to smoke real cigarettes. Billy, you're an actor.
That's a bump. That's a bump. You
what
bump per day?
Do they really smoke real cigarettes on set?
I don't think so. I don't think they can.
Mad
smoke
Men, they smoked.
Well, I know they did in Mad Men. Like, what do you mean you can't smoke real cigarettes?
Oh, maybe on certain
herbal
movies.
Cigarettes.
They didn't smoke clove herbal.
They didn't. They don't like tell actors your character's going to smoke, so you have to smoke a real cigarette.
Right. Oh no, they would give you the fake one.
Yeah.
But you can smoke a real one. I guess
you can smoke a real one, but you do get paid more
if you smoke a real one.
You get a pay bump.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you're already a smoker?
Then
doesn't matter.
You just take that extra $25 a day.
See, you get extra no matter what.
Yeah. I quit yesterday.
Yeah.
So this is going to really.
That was always the thing about like Patrick Swayze, in. What is that movie that's amazing where he rips out the guy's throat?
Roadhouse?
Yeah, and Roadhouse. Dalton.
Yeah.
How he's, you know, this sort of zen guy, but also, you know, brutally kills people and smokes in that movie.
See, I think the reason that Hollywood does period dramas and stuff is so they can continue to show cigarettes.
Because
you don't see people smoking on This Is Us. And if you did, it would be some evil guy.
Right.
you know?
Yeah.
Look at him smoking. What an evil guy. And we're just over here trying to have kids.
And that's what would have burned down the house.
Yes.
Oh.
Spoiler. Do you watch that show?
We watch some of it. Yeah.
I watch my it. Wife, my wife watches it. Yeah. I sit there and go, you know, God, stop it.
Yeah.
Every episode.
I know.
So you have HBO. Have you been watching Crashing?
I haven't been watching Crashing, no.
You should watch it.
If you're into comedy and the stand-up stuff.
Yeah, it's Pete Holmes's show.
Well, it's on right after True Detective.
Okay.
We're talking about, but True Detective, Michael Rooker's coming to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
What?
What's up, man? What do you need?
Are you, you're going to be on True Detective, aren't you?
I guess.
Are you going to play a detective or a criminal?
I don't know, man. That's what they tell me to do. I don't know what y'all want. What do you need?
I don't know. Just saying, hey.
Hey.
Do your whistle thing.
Come on now.
Hey, look, you're Mary Poppins.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all.
You're supposed to say, is he cool?
Oh, is he cool?
Yeah, he's cool.
Sorry, I forgot my line.
Thanks, Michael Rooker.
He is going to be on True Detective, though, so I think he did it.
I don't think he did it. They wouldn't announce it if he was the one that did it.
You think?
No.
He's only going to be on that last episode, so maybe.
Well, if I had to speculate, I'd say, and this isn't going to ruin anything. You saw the first season.
Yeah.
That it's probably another one of those, the DA or one of those guys is a creepy molester or some shit. And
I think he's going to be the guy that owns that chicken plant or whatever.
Oh, maybe. A lot of chicken plants on TV shows. Pig farms, chicken plants. Pig farms was in that Amy Adams show that was really good.
Sharp Objects.
Yeah, that was good. Really good. I love HBO. Yeah. I just got into, after 5 years or 4 years, watching Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm on the, almost halfway done with the second season. I just started a week ago.
You said you finished season one. I was like, I wonder if he's going to keep going. And you have.
Yeah, hell yeah. Do you watch that?
I watched the first season, and I need to go back and start catching up.
You're a Breaking Bad fan, right?
I love Breaking Bad. Yeah. God,
so what episode are you on? Like, what's happening for you?
For me? The old man, the ding ding guy, Hector.
Uh-huh.
Is that his name?
Salamanca. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hector was threatening Mike, and Mike was playing with his granddaughter in the pool, and he looks up and he sees those two brothers.
Right.
And that was really ominous and scary. But then he goes and he gets the $50,000 from them.
Okay.
And Jimmy is slipping Jimmy.
Yeah, slipping Jimmy.
So fun.
And then
I'm very excited.
Every time I watch it, I think of a Mr. Show scene or an episode.
Yeah,
right.
Does it make you want to go on YouTube?
Yes, because I watch. Well, I have the DVDs, but I don't have a DVD player. So yes, YouTube.
They were streaming on something.
They were on Netflix.
A Mr. Show episode where he's teaching law school.
Yeah,
and Michael McKean is in the sketch.
I gotta find that.
Yep.
I'm going to look for it right now. Y'all keep talking.
Yeah, people post it oftentimes like on Reddit and stuff and say it's the prequel to Better Call Saul.
Well, nice. watching Michael McKean on Better Call Saul makes you forget that he started out as a comedian.
Right.
Yeah.
Not like a stand-up comedian, but like as a
Oh, I remember
someone
this.
Doing funny
Comic
roles,
actor,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we get one of those stupid...
He's such a good actor. ...to record boring
lectures. That's like a paper chase takeoff.
Mm-hmm. You! Out!
Yeah, why does he have a shirt on?
Well, our first day and our first casualty. Welcome
so
to
he's
North.
Totally doing the paper chase guy, right? What was that guy's name?
Professor the old lawyer guy.
You are no doubt familiar with my reputation as a controlling, sour-tongued, bitter crank.
Yeah, anyway, he looks older in that than he looks in...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His character is such a pompous ass, though, but you love him, don't you?
Yeah, you love him, but he treats Jimmy like shit.
Right, I know, because he's a real legitimate lawyer, and he's what he thinks a lawyer should be.
But he wants Jimmy to be better.
Right.
But Jimmy always disappoints him.
He wants Jimmy to be a legitimate, contributing to society person.
Yeah.
He knows he's not. He knows he's a low life.
Well, you see.
But don't you still love Jimmy?
Yeah, I love Jimmy.
I don't like prequels.
But that's what I loved about Michael McKean's performance, because he's such an asshole, his character, but you love him.
But that's why I didn't watch it. I'm like, who cares, blah, 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 blah. Well, that was a bit of a mistake, because it's so good.
It's so good.
I keep telling my wife, why did I wait? She goes, just shut up, it's a TV show.
No. We've been giving Tim shit on this podcast for
2 years.
Now to watch Better Call Saul because he refused.
It was hard to like just say I'm going to watch this show for some reason. I don't know why. Because
that's how I felt.
I mean, Breaking Bad was such a elevated thing. Like it's like
you felt like there might not be a need.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's like trying to find something after The Sopranos. There was like this hole that
it'd be there. Like watching Hesh.
Yeah.
Like a series about Hesh.
Yeah.
You like The Sopranos a lot?
I love Sopranos.
Do you listen to Pada Bing?
No.
It is
good thing to listen to while you're running.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It is called Pada Bing, PODABING, episode by episode breakdown. They're on season 3 now.
Ooh.
They don't wait. Like, you don't wait a year. They just, they put them out. And all the people on the show have a passion for it. And they break it down and they speculate what they meant and they do little games at the end. If you could write a spinoff, what would it be?
Yeah.
And then it's one of those brilliant multimedia podcasts because then they have an Instagram Sopranosgasm, which is all memes. And now they've started in the last month or two interviewing cast members and not just the big ones, but you know, the guy that played Skip.
Right.
Who was on 24th, Edgar.
Yeah.
And he's just insane, fun to listen to. The guy that played Richie April, you know, the Manson lamps, that guy. Don't give me those Manson lamps. David Provol is his name.
Yeah. Okay.
And those interviews are great because the guy who, like I said, the guy's name is Vic, and he has a huge passion for the show, but he doesn't steamroll them in the interviews. So it's just a fun podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, they are making that prequel movie,
so
I'll be watching that for sure.
What do you think of his son?
Pardon?
What do you think his son? Do you think his son's going to do well?
Yeah, his son's going to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
he's great on The Deuce. The kid.
The Deuce. Yeah, Deuce is a good show.
Hmm. Yeah, but the kid is the kid that works at the what do you call it?
That
massage parlor or whatever.
Yeah.
Does you he know have what I'm talking
about. Yes.
No, he's
I know.
Falls in love with the stripper.
Yep. Who hasn't? Have we all not fallen in love with the stripper?
Yes.
Funny story.
The drunker, the better.
Let me tell you. The first time I moved to Atlanta was, one time. In 1996, I moved here, and I worked at Fuddruckers, so I had a manager. So I had weekday, you know, like a Tuesday and a Wednesday off or whatever.
Right.
So I had nothing else to do, and I said, I'll go to Flashers, which used to be a strip club in Sandy Springs.
It's not there anymore?
I don't know. And day shift, and I'm like, hey, this is interesting. And this
what
girl,
time was it?
I don't remember what time of day it was.
Two. Super Sandy Springs day shift, go on.
You're right. And, you know, they come and sit at the table, if you're not familiar with how these work. The lady will come to your table and sit down, and she says, do you want to dance? She was trashed. And I said, no, not really, but you can sit here. I'll buy you a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
I bought her a drink, and she goes, they'll throw you to the wolves here. they'll throw you to the wolves. Just be careful. They will. And she just started getting crazier and crazier. I'm like, I gotta go.
Throw you to the wolves.
Yes,
here.
I don't know what she was talking about. And then a couple years later, maybe a year later, my friend Larry came to visit me. He lived in Omaha, and I said, let's go to the strip club Flashers. And the lady was doing this is gross, but she was doing a table dance for us, and the string was hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if I pull that out, will you deflate and fly around the room? And we got thrown out. But anyway, short story. Nice. Sorry about that.
No,
this is your podcast. You're our guest, and I'm grossing you out with stripper stories.
My stripper experience was, you know, not as entertaining. Like I ended up, we had a bachelor party, and this was the first time I'd ever actually seen a stripper, and it was in Tallahassee. And she came over to this house, and she was...
Oh, no.
No, it was in a house.
It was at a house. So, you know, we weren't sure what was going on, but I ended up, like, holding her coat, like running the lights for her, like changing the music. And she's like, oh, can you change? I need water. It's so hot in here.
Did she give any money?
No. I mean, like, I didn't get any. I was like, I need a tip out.
Yeah.
I need a tip out here.
You can see my boobs. Yeah. That's all you need.
I was like her manager.
There you weren't.
I was crying.
I'm doing this for my kids.
I know.
So how about Walking Dead? You watch The Walking Dead? I gave up on Walking Dead
a while ago.
I still watches it.
Yeah, first
has
thoughts.
It come back yet?
Yeah, it was
I keep
on.
Seeing commercials.
It came back on Sunday.
So what's up with it? What was the first episode? Give us a condensed.
Well, I decided this season that I was going to just watch it with no expectations of or remembrances of seasons past when it was good.
Yeah.
Like I just said, I'm just going to totally disconnect and just try and enjoy this as it is.
Kind of like the last season of Love Boat.
Yeah.
when they really lost their way.
But like everyone's dying. Everyone that you care about is not on the show anymore.
Michonne's mm-hmm. leaving.
Michonne's leaving. Mm-hmm. They're saying King Ezekiel's probably going to leave.
Well, all these characters though are in the comic book. How right, do they
the,
reconcile
the thing
that?
Is, what happened to Ezekiel in the comic books is coming up.
Okay.
Because in the comic books, I won't spoil it for anybody, but he doesn't make it.
But Michonne is still in the comic book, right?
Michonne is still in the
comic book.
And Rick. Rick is still in the comic books, and so is the kid.
And they're going to make movies, correct?
Well, they said they are, but...
Are they TV movies, or are they going to be in theaters?
I think they'll be TV movies, but who knows?
I mean,
I don't think...
How do you maintain a show like that?
It's like the snowball is rolling downhill, and it's not getting bigger.
No.
Yeah.
It's like getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah.
They could have kept going with the show if they had some integrity when they wrote the scripts.
Right.
No, we need 2 years of Negan.
Well,
that's why
Scott Gimple got fired, or not really fired, but like Peter Principle mm-hmm. into being the Walking Dead content manager or whatever. Hmm. Like he oversees the entire Walking Dead universe, but he's not a showrunner anymore. Because he really ran the show into the ground.
He's the. How do you know that he did it? Like, what did he do?
Because he was the showrunner when this show started sucking. Hmm. He was, like, in charge of all the scripts and ran the writer's room.
Mm. Yeah.
Made all the decisions to kill people.
They keep you on your toes, right, by killing people that you don't expect to be killed.
Right.
But knowing that there's comic book or whatever, what was it fancy call they call it
graphic novel
yes, it's a graphic novel that's associated with it, that you know that some of these characters are still alive, that's a strike, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then also all of the sort of threats of big violence that Negan gave us when we first met him, and then how he didn't deliver on any of it and shot characters that we don't really care about, you know, or like wounds somebody. And when if he had done what we thought he would when we first met him, right, then he would be like killing all kinds of people. Like, he should have been a scarier person.
Right. Well, I think,
and then and then all the stuff about like in this last season, where this is where I left off, was the beginning of last season, where Rick and everyone was keeping him alive, but then they killed the mayor guy for crossing Maggie. Like, fucking Negan killed your baby daddy. What are you doing? They should have killed. Like, if they followed the logic of the show that they presented to us, then I think I would still be on board. But there was too many of like, why would they do that?
Right.
Hmm. I didn't understand anything anymore.
That's confusing. It's boring.
Well, Negan escaped and then came back on his own, which is not really what happened in the comic books. That's what happened on this week's episode.
I say it's time to cancel the goddamn thing.
Well, that's 100%. That's the thing. It's
how many seasons is it right
this
now?
This is 9.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But how many seasons is Game of Thrones?
Seven.
Seven. But they're done. They know when to end.
Yeah. That's true. They know when to end. And their characters make decisions that make sense.
And
they're ending before the book.
Right.
Even comes out.
And their showrunners are going to do a trilogy, Star Wars trilogy for Disney.
Ooh.
I read that yesterday.
That'd be good.
So finally we'll have wieners and boobs in Star Wars.
Thank God.
But what's going to happen when the final book comes out and it's totally different than what happened on HBO?
I always thought if not to derail from Walking Dead, but if Star Wars had taken a game approach, Game of Thrones approach, this serious, heavy, darker, like, I would totally be on board with all these new Star Wars movies, but I can't.
I would if the characters made sense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you spent the better part of, I don't know, 30 years explaining what Jedi are and where the Force comes from. Right. And then in those weird movies that he made, there's some stupid cell, midichlorians, whatever.
Right.
And now anybody can possess the Force. You don't know who she is. You don't know who Snoke is. You don't. So maybe this new movie coming out this year will explain that stuff.
Hopefully so.
Because those are the things. I mean, they're not horrible.
Are they going to go before Snoke?
Snoke's dead.
I know, but are they going to explain who he really was?
I doubt it.
Because we really didn't know.
No, they didn't.
No. Yeah. Some guy has a theory that it was Palpatine. Hmm. Some people think it was Anakin, but how could it be Anakin? He's dead. Yeah. So it's dumb. It's just dumb. And then if you have that Force thing that can make you reappear, you're going to come back as Hayden Christensen, not some gigantic ogre with a caved-in face.
Sure.
And there's also been rumors, because in the old canon before Disney bought it, when Lucas said all your comic books and books can be canon,
right?
Palpatine had come back, and he survived as of some force entity like Voldemort, and you know, he came back to life and whatever. But I never read it. I just read the Wikipedia to find all that shit out.
Wookie.
Nice. So anyway, I am looking forward to Game of Thrones.
So
though,
Walking Me Dead, the big baddies this season are the
Whisperers.
Yeah, the Whisperers. They're actual people that put on zombie skins and walk around with zombies.
I am interested in that. Yeah, I'd like to see that. But then I don't want to have to sit and watch the show.
But that's what's kind of cool, because and one of these Whisperers killed Jesus on the last episode of last season.
So well, that's good for him. He can come back.
Well,
they bury him in a cave.
Yeah, 3 days later he came back. But no. But that's the thing, because like you think he's just a zombie, and yet they have like karate moves and shit, and they have weapons, and they pull out a big sword. And
are they able to tell the difference between a zombie and the Whisperers?
Not yet.
Do the zombies know?
No, the zombies think
they find out. They're going to be
pissed. Why do the zombies not know?
Yeah.
Who's these guys?
What do they know?
It's all about smell.
Yeah, but with the zombies, what do? They just walk around.
Yeah, but these people that are in there with them can... Like
they
control,
follow their nose.
Yeah, they can control like which direction they go.
God, it probably smells like the 1800s.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure worse.
No, nobody's. That's my only thing. If I had a time machine, I wouldn't use it because everybody stinks. I'd take them all a bunch of Old Spice. Here.
Yeah.
Cowboy John.
But anyway, yeah, so Walking Dead's back.
All right, good for, yay.
Nobody cares.
We got a little bit more news, and we'll talk about some other stuff. Deadwood movies, what's the update on? They got the premiere.
Yep, spring.
This year?
Yep.
Well, that didn't take them long.
Nope.
You fan of Deadwood? Did you watch it?
That's another one that I need to go back and watch.
That's a very binge-worthy show.
Yeah.
Especially that first season is so friggin' good. They're all good, but the first one's so good.
Was that, how many years ago was that? Was that late?
2006, five?
Yeah,
it was a while ago.
It was like mid-2000s. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Jeff and I lived together.
Yeah, when did we live in Sandy Springs? So
2004 to 2010. Yeah. It wasn't Sandy Springs. It was Vining.
Oh, Vining? I thought it was when we lived in Sandy Springs.
It was after Autumn moved out, and then you moved in.
Oh, okay. Get out, Autumn.
Get out.
Bye.
Let's see.
Ian McShane says that if this makes a lot of money, which I don't know, how does it make like a lot of money if it's on HBO? That's what I wonder.
No, I don't know.
I guess if it gets a lot of views, does that make money for HBO? I don't know how HBO makes money. Aside, because you're paying for it.
Well, maybe they think people will subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, if more
HBO
people
Go,
subscribe.
The apps and all that.
Yeah. Right.
I know Pete Holmes is begging people to watch it. Like,
watch
podcast.
Watch Deadwood or his show?
His show.
He wants people to watch Crashing. And he wants
sure you watch it on the day.
He's like, watch it live, please. Don't DVR it.
Yeah. So I think that has something to do
with
it.
Ian McShane said that if this makes a lot of money for HBO, that he thinks they've left it open to come back for more.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, that was the
news. Town burned down though in real life.
Well, they had all new sets made and stuff, I think, for this. Or they?
No, I mean, in the town of Deadwood in the old days burned down.
Right.
And I you know, would read all this, you know, what was real and what wasn't real. And that's pretty interesting too, especially if you like the Old West. Do you imagine being part of the United States but not being in the United States and doing whatever you want, pretty much, because there's no law.
Yeah. I could imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we get back to that.
But that was what was cool about Deadwood, though, because they found gold there, so everybody showed up, and yet it didn't have laws or a government or police or anything, and that was how the show started, like people coming in lawless and...
Lucy Lawless?
No, but they like they established themselves as a territory or whatever, and they're trying to get annexed.
You cocksuckers!
Yeah. But that was what the whole overview of the story was, that they were trying to get annexed by
the U.S.
The Fargo territory
Dakota territory.
Dakota territory.
Yeah. Hey guys, I gotta say, rest in peace to two legends. Albert Finney.
Yeah.
And Pedro Morales. Anybody a fan of the WWE? WWF?
I don't know.
You don't remember Pedro Morales?
No.
Do you remember Pedro Morales?
the name. Yeah, I'm blanking on what he.
He was the Intercontinental Champion in the late 70s through most of the 80s. Yeah. He was always fighting Billy Ray Valentine.
Yeah.
No, not Billy Ray.
That's the guy from Places.
Yeah. Superstar Billy Graham.
Hey, Billy Ray.
Billy Graham.
Feeling good, Lewis. Pedro Morales died today. He was inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame in 1995. He also wrestled the Magnificent Morocco a lot.
Okay.
You know, the guy from Hawaii that our friend Stu punched him at a live show.
He slapped him really hard.
We were in eighth grade, and you know, you get into it, and the guy walked by, whack. That's what we saw, Superfly Jimmy Snuka. And then that night after the wrestling match, he got arrested, and he beat up a dog and a bunch of cops. Do you remember Superfly Jimmy Snuka? Were you into wrestling at all?
No, I mean, I was a little bit,
He was an 80s guy that would get on the top rope, and they're all from Tonga or wherever. They're all from the same place.
Right.
A lot of wrestlers are from that, you know, they're all Polynesian, like The Rock, and they're all related. But he was like a tall guy, and when they brought him in, he was like an animal and couldn't speak. And then he did a turn and became a good guy, and he would do the jump off the top rope. Nice. I ran into him in 1995 when I was working at Bob Evans.
Did he murder you?
No. He sat at the counter at the Bob Evans with his handler, and he's chain smoking and drinking coffee and eating. And I go, how was the match? They beat me up pretty good, brother. Oh, yeah, they got me pretty good, brother. Jeez. I was dorked, though. Oh, you're Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah.
Did the same thing with the Ramones when they walked in. Sitting there. It's like 7 o'clock at night. My general manager and I are sitting there, you know, having a cup of coffee or whatever. And somebody walks in and he goes, "Hey, look, it's Joey Ramone." I turn around. I go, "Oh no, that's Marky." And he goes, "What?" And then I go, "That's Joey." And Joey walked in, and they all sat there, and they took up the entire.
This is before any of them were dead, right?
Well, obviously.
Yeah, but
Joey was dead.
All of them were there though at that time.
Right, the whole band was there, and they sat down and ate. And I, you know, I just kept coming up to Joey. So how's everything? It's really good, man. I said I met you in 1991. At 1990 at the World Trade Center at the CMJ convention. He goes, "Oh, I think I remember that." I go, "No, I know you don't." But so I said, he's a diabetic, and I suggested that he have the vegetarian sausage.
Ooh.
And the vegetarian pancakes. And he went, "Very tasty. You guys should have more options for diabetics and vegetarians." I said, "Well, you fill out a comment card, I'll send it in." He filled it out, and I still have it. I'm not,
well, sure, of course not.
Yeah, and he put his real phone number on there, which was dumb. Because I used
call
to
call him occasionally, yes. Ask him how his diet.
No, I would call one. Finally, the last time I called drunk at like 3 a.m, the lady answered and goes, "He's very sick. Stop calling." Sorry, I didn't know. I guess I'll try to call William S. Burroughs' family again, which I also did. Hello.
Wow, that's neat that you had all this stuff. That's really cool.
Albert Finney died too.
Yes, I know. Poor. What do I know? What do we, the furry? The Fury.
From Annie.
Annie.
Yeah.
Punjab! Punjab!
And that movie Big Fish. You ever see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like that movie?
I like Big Fish. That was filmed close to where I live.
Really?
Yeah. Just south of
the You also know him from that movie where he's the lawyer.
Thanks.
What's it called? I forget.
Ewan McGregor's in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor.
Are we talking about the movie that he just brought up?
No. What's it called? Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, I didn't know he was in Aaron Brockovich.
That's right. He was the lawyer.
Isn't he in the Brothers McMullen? No, he's in the Irish mob movie.
He's in Miller's Crossing.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, Miller's Crossing.
Not bad, Autumn.
Thank you. I didn't know I could do an Albert Finney, but I guess I'm pretty good.
A lot of people thought he was already dead, though, because he died in Big Fish.
I was going to say, he looked pretty rough in that movie.
Yeah. You know. I didn't know he was still alive. And yet, what was I watching today? I go, that guy's still fucking alive. Hal Holbrook.
Yeah. Mm,
still alive. Looking good. Hal. Mark Twain.
Hal Holbrook is still alive?
Yeah.
Are you listening to the show?
93. Sorry, I had to look him up. I didn't know who he was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right. Now it's the part of the show where we talk about. I'll do it this. Who am I doing? Yep, who's this voice? This insidious Lolita. Your mother died in a car crash, so let's go on a road trip. James Mason.
Yeah, James Mason.
This is the part of the show where listeners get to ask us anything, and how would they do that, Autumn Fisher?
They would get... I can't do it.
You don't do an accent. You just do the thing.
Okay. They would go to patreon.com/TimAndrews and become a Patreon member. I don't remember which one is this. Let's see. Oh, for Ask Us Anything is the second tier, $5 a month. That's all you need.
Yo.
And then you can ask us or our guests anything you'd like.
Anything?
Hi, this is Jason in Cumming, Georgia. I just want to know where I can get that banjo cold brew up there in Cumming.
Can you get in Cumming?
There's probably a Whole Foods in Cumming.
Where is that? Duluth-ish? Probably the closest? Or
all right, I'll go to Duluth there. Thank you.
Speaking of Banjo Cold Brew, you can follow them on social media, find out more about them. You can go to banjocoldbrew.com. Facebook is facebook.com/banjocoldbrew. You guys have an Instagram page. Surprise, it's called Banjo Cold Brew. And then a Twitter, which pretty slack on that.
Yeah, we don't twit.
You don't twit?
We don't twit.
Too much of a cesspool, isn't it?
I haven't gotten into Twitter. I just can't take another thing. I can't do another thing.
No, it's too much. It's visual. You show people at the shop.
Look at the pretty pictures. You see a food thing.
Right.
You just saw some latte art.
You put that flower or leaf on the cup of coffee there. What is that called?
Latte art.
Yeah. Latte art.
Yeah, latte art. Yeah.
Latte art.
Oh, dirt.
Little tulip.
But if you want to follow Banjo Cold Brew on Twitter, you can. @BanjoColdBrew. That's how you find them.
I'm going to make you a deal. I'm going to be more active on Twitter this year just for you.
Put all the hashtags in there so you get everybody mad. Yeah. That's fun.
My wife says we need to be on Twitter more. We need, because
I'm a dick on Twitter. I try not to be, but I can't help it because it's so fun. And then I get upset by things. I'm like, why did I just waste an hour looking at people complaining about shit? I'm a moron.
I don't understand why people hate Twitter so much, because it's like,
if you use it properly, there's no reason to hate it.
That's right.
It's like a push-pull medium where you can push out what you want to push out.
Yep.
And you can pull in what you want to pull in. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to.
Yeah, but your dumbass friends retweet, I hate this.
But you don't have to look at any of that stuff.
No, you don't.
You only can, you're allowed to just pull in what you want to pull in from it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Facebook, too. I've unfollowed
anybody. I don't
anybody
even look at Facebook. Ever.
That just posts, especially during the election, that posts crazy things, or even people who are really into animals. If they post like a super sad dog, I'm
sorry,
like, unfollow.
Yeah, I don't like people think that they can. This dog was tortured. Let's find the person who did it. Okay, but don't put the dog video on.
Yeah, right, I don't. Right. No, I don't need that. That's not what I'm using this for.
All right. Well, anyway, ask us anything. Daniel Pitt says, or asks. My question is, how did Autumn go from not being on the show to guest on the show to part of the weekly lineup with no explanation? Don't get me wrong, I love her on this show. I'm a token Xenial. Just wondering what put her across the finish line. Well, there are two guys on the show.
Yeah.
And enough said.
What?
No. Tell everybody.
No, we originally invited Autumn to come on to talk about Walking Dead.
Walking
right?
Dead, yeah, do the recap.
Walking Dead and Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Oh, it was like Game of Thrones?
I think it was Game of Thrones.
No, it was Walking Dead.
It was both.
Yeah, but you were like more deeply into it than any of us at the time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It was recorded.
Right.
Yeah, and then I guess you just morphed into coming on all the time.
I was begging to be on it. I was really sad that you hadn't invited me. And then you finally let me on, and then all of a sudden I was a cast member.
Oh, my goodness. And then Ira
and I
quit.
I felt real special. Yep, and then I'm quitting. Everybody's quit, yeah.
Yeah.
So
Ira,
I'm pushing everybody out.
He's got kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And
Ira got busy. He'll still pop in every now and then. Yeah.
And he does games for us and stuff. And Steph has stepped away, which we haven't announced, so I'll do that right now. She has a lot of commitments, and she will still be doing things with us from time to time, but as for now, it's just the three of us, like that classic Genesis album, and then there were three.
I'm going to miss Steph a lot.
I am
feel
too,
like she,
man.
She brought a really fun...
I loved her attitude.
Energy, yeah.
And she's very funny.
And knowledgeable.
To just do like Ira and come back when she wants to, but yeah, I left it open for...
No,
for
she and I talked about it. She said she'd come back if we needed her at some point.
Right.
And we all love Steph, so don't give her any shit.
No.
And always support her. And, if she still wants to send in the, every week something about her dog rescue, well, I'm 100% behind that.
Yeah.
So, because I know that some of our really good listeners went out and adopted dogs, and there's so many strays out there. Dogs, cats, potbelly pigs.
Sure.
Take one home
with you. Tigers.
Not tigers.
Horses.
Well,
We're talking about dogs and cats.
There was one in Houston I did a WTF story about it.
Oh, about those people that went into the house to get high and they found a tiger.
Yeah, whoops.
Fucking idiots. All right, Adam Kelly. So I hope that answered Daniel Pitt's question. Adam Kelly asks, thinking outside the box, would you consider doing an entire episode devoted to Chuck, Leisha, and Vanilla Bean? Same format, interviews, staff picks, pop culture, etc. Just staying in character for the full 90 minutes.
No.
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 I would be offended.
You know, I wouldn't be offensive. It was just, it's way too much to improvise, which means we would have to write 90 minutes of copy, and then that wouldn't be fun.
Right.
No, but you guys could do like a special episode, like just a 30-minute thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where you play music.
We'd have to make our own music.
Well, would you?
Would you?
We could get some
play some
duty free music.
Yeah, we can find.
But couldn't you find some old stuff that nobody's going to come after you for?
Duty in it.
There's these podcasts that play songs all the time.
I know, they just don't get caught.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. So just do a half hour episode, play like five songs, and talk in between them as DJs.
Yeah, we could do that. Speaking of special things, we have a level of Patreon where you can get a custom. Produced bit every week called Casting Something Chaos. What's it called?
Casting Call Chaos.
Yeah, there you go. Where we kind of mix them up. We put different people in, and I'm going to play a little bit of the new one that dropped today. You put that up, didn't you, Autumn? If you're a Patreon, you get specialized audio every week. No answer from Autumn, which means she did.
I'm sorry. You were asking me that?
Yeah.
Hey, Buffalo Bill here from Silence of the Lambs, Mr. James Gum. When I'm not busy sewing things,
When he's not busy showing things,
this is a special request from Mike D.
Yes, and I'm going to play just a little bit of it so you can hear Autumn's talent.
That's awesome.
It's the well scene between Buffalo Bill.
It rubs a lotion.
And you can get all of that if you become a patron. Nice. You can get the whole thing. And what do we do? We did the first one was the King of the Hill characters doing the Big Lebowski scene. Mm-hmm. And the second one was
Goodfellas
with, who was it? Liam Neeson and what's her face?
What's her name? Oh my gosh, what's my name?
Yeah, you know your name. Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin. This is only at the dollar level.
Yeah, so you can
for
get that.
Patreons.
Every other week we put one out, and we also have
Before Liam Neeson was canceled.
Sure.
That thing we played last weekend. I heard about that. You remember?
Yep.
Yeah, Billy, did you hear that yet? Are you behind?
Yeah.
You heard the thing. If you're looking for food stamps, I can't help you.
I heard the studio, they were like ready to pull that movie.
They were?
Coming out. Yeah.
Did they?
No.
I wonder if he's going to be removed from Men in Black.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I'm looking for some Men in Black.
Was he supposed to be in Lego Movie 2? Because we saw that.
I don't know.
I thought I heard he was still in that.
He was. Yeah, he was just a little thing where he went.
Yeah, there's a ton of little cameos.
But I didn't know, because he was in the first one.
Right.
So I didn't know if they were only giving us a little bit because he was edited out of it or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Hmm. Well.
How was that Lego Movie 2?
It was really good.
Yeah, I liked the first one. I wanted to see the second one.
Yeah, I loved it.
Me too. Rusty Weinberg asks, Jeff, Hulu dropped its basic $7.99 to $5.99, and yet you still tell it to fuck off. Why?
I say friggin' Hulu. Because... Hulu. If I get Hulu, which I'm actually considering since they announced that they're going to do that Kevin Smith Howard the Duck show.
Right.
With Dave Willis.
Oh, breaking news.
Our former podcast guest, Dave Willis.
Yes, he'll be back on the podcast later on to talk about Squidbillies, on which I will be doing a voice on another episode that isn't Larry Munson. I'm very happy that finally not doing Larry Munson. All
right. Oh, yeah. Have you gotten back in to loop your lines or whatever?
No, not yet. They'll let me know when. Nice. And I love that. I'm going to be on IMDb for something other than Stool Grease. I did a voice for Stool Grease. Anyway.
I thought you were on IMDb for being in that Crosby, Stills, and Nash movie.
They took me off.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. I was in there. It's himself.
Oh, okay.
Do you watch Man Seeking Woman on Hulu?
No, I did. I tried to watch that when it was on. Was it on AMC or IFC?
FX, or no.
FX maybe.
Was
yeah.
It FX.
I watched a few episodes of the first season, and then I just like lost track of it.
Yeah.
But it came back for another season.
I stole my friend's password, or borrowed my friend's password to watch that, and just can't get into it.
What is it, Man Seeking Woman?
It's Baruchel. Jay Baruchel.
Yeah, Jay Baruchel.
And he's the format is interesting. You know, it follows sort of like a 30-minute episode, but it derails, and there's like odd characters that pop up, and it's more, it feels like an improv, almost right. Like not necessarily a Mr. Show, but something. Right. It's a hybrid mm-hmm. show. It's the format's completely different.
And it's comedy.
Yeah.
We got Hulu for Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
Because my wife wanted to watch it, and then she got addicted to it. It's not a bad show.
Yeah.
I like future dystopia type of thing.
Sure.
But anyways, even though the basic is $5.99, that means you still got to watch commercials.
Isn't there something coming up on Hulu we all want to watch?
Well, I want to watch that Kevin Smith and Dave Willis Howard the Duck stuff, but I don't know how long it's going to take for that to come on.
I was hoping they'd have It's Always Sunny, but...
That's on Netflix. At least it was.
It was.
Not anymore.
It's not on there anymore?
Not the new season. The new season, you just have to buy it off of whatever.
Well, I got that. FXX sent me a card, which gave me, they call it
the
VIP
card. FXX Premium?
Yeah, so I can watch, I don't know, I haven't really hooked that up yet, but anyway.
But anyway, I don't want to watch commercials if I'm paying.
But you're paying for so much.
Right, and I'm already paying for Netflix and Amazon and...
Hulu doesn't show commercials for movies. It's just for shows.
Right. Yes.
So at least there's that kind of...
when they get enough original programming for me to say, oh, it was Letterkenny that I would totally binge all of it.
Now that I got to get into.
I want to watch that.
I got to get into that. Dustin Lawler was on the show last week, and he recommended that show Project Blue Book. So we'll get to that in a second. Let's do staff picks real quick, and then we'll talk about a couple more things we're watching, and we'll call it a night. I don't have a staff pick, so go ahead, Jeff.
You don't have a staff pick?
Not this week, no. Well, I guess I would say listen to Alan Alda's podcast where he has the surviving MASH cast members on.
Oh, yeah.
That was real fun. And I thanked them from our Radio Labyrinth Twitter, which is at @radio_labyrinth. And Loretta Swit and they all liked it. So that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
But it was so cool to hear them all talking and Gary Berghoff being on the phone sounding like that guy from Making a Murderer.
That's Clear and Vivid is the name of that podcast.
Yes.
And he has all the surviving cast members. And it was really good.
It was. Didn't Gary Berghoff sound like that guy, though, from Making a Murderer? Did you watch that?
I never watched Making a Murderer.
Up here in Uper.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Jeff.
He's from Iowa.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
That one was really good. I listened to the one with Sheila Nivens, too, that was Clear and Vivid with Alan Alda.
I love his voice. He has a little bit of that that Brooklyn, I think that's where he's from.
A little bit.
And he was great on Ray Donovan.
Yeah, he was. Oh, my God. That season of Ray Donovan, by the way, really made up for the last one. So I hope they come back. Go ahead.
Yeah, they'll keep going. But, yeah, Sheila Nivens was one of the big bosses at HBO when I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
There was, like, three. I worked on the 10th floor, and there was, like, three big-time HBO suits on my floor, and she was one of them. She wasn't there all the time because she mostly worked out of the California offices.
Yeah.
But when she was there, it was like there was always extra going on. Like, and her assistant was the first person to ever let me taste sushi.
I never tried it before.
before. And they would always get sushi and stuff, and I was like, I'm not eating that. She's like, oh no, these are just California rolls. Just try one.
That's how they sucker you.
Yeah.
That's not real.
It's a
sushi.
Gateway sushi.
Yeah. It is the gateway sushi.
So it was cool to hear her. I didn't know she had retired. I guess she retired about 6 months ago from HBO.
Oh, and did you reach out to her?
No, but it was fun to hear her talking to Alan Alda about all her years at HBO and stuff.
Hmm.
She was like in charge of every documentary that HBO has ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
They've like done a lot of
1,500
good stuff. Love HBO.
Documentaries.
I love TV, man. Just love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Me too.
All right, do your stat pick.
Mine was the Umbrella Academy.
Was it any good?
No, it's coming up on Netflix. It's not out yet. It's a live-action adaptation of the graphic novel,
Academy. I saw the trailer for this. It looks good.
And the cast is Ellen Page, Tom Hopper, Mary J. Blige, Kate Walsh.
Emmy Raver? Who's she?
I don't know. That's just the cast. I haven't watched it yet. But it's coming up soon on Netflix.
Okay, cool. Autumn?
I watched this three-part YouTube. Or I guess it was on the BBC, but it's an hour each, and it's called "Servants: The True Story of Life Below the Stairs." And I don't know how I found
it. Did you watch Downton Abbey?
I did watch the first and maybe half of the second season of Downton Abbey.
You got to finish that.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, it was really interesting. It just talked about the history of servants and what they did and the hierarchy, and then sort of expands to the sort of mindset of the English and how focused they are on class and how that affected how they kept servants and how servants behaved, and then how the First World War came, and that it went through the whole history of it, and it was just really interesting. And this woman who I guess is the lead, who leads you through it, is a historian who her great grandmothers and grandmothers or whatever were servants. And so and I think it must sort of be, people who are British must connect more closely to that lifestyle because it was such a thing for them in their past, whereas we know we don't have that kind of thing. But also there's like tons of records. So they go through records inside of homes, these old estates, you know, and they've kept these really detailed records of who people were, who their servants were, what they did each day, what happened to them, where they came from. It's just really, really interesting. And if you just want to, I don't know, on your lunch break at work, if you're looking for something to do and you don't want to listen to something stare off, you can watch this instead. Servants, the true story of life below the stairs.
Is this on the pay YouTube or regular YouTube?
No, it's regular.
Oh, okay.
I guess if you don't pay for it, then you might have to watch a commercial or two in there.
There's
a couple things
on that pay YouTube that I want to watch. I want to watch the Adam Pally show. Can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
Well, this isn't paid, so don't worry.
Yeah.
I guess my other staff pick would be there's a bunch of Jimmy Walker interviews on YouTube that I got sucked into watching the other day. And I had no idea that he was such good friends with Letterman and Jay Leno, and right, he was involved
in
all that.
He started out in the clubs at the same time they did.
Right. And he was friends with, they all knew Helen Kushnick, and he told the story of, you know, how Leno wouldn't kiss up to Johnny, but Dave flew all the way to California. Please hire Johnny, because Johnny hated him, didn't think Leno was funny.
Right.
And it was, and I didn't know this, that Letterman begged to get him on there, and, you know, just what happened after that. But Jimmy Walker is an interesting cat. We had him, he was one of our first comedian guests when the regular guys came back to the radio in 2008. And they kept getting him to
trying to get him to say dynamite.
He wouldn't do it. And I love the way he would just say, nah, I'm not doing that, man. I'm not doing that. And so it's pretty cool to hear him talking about the cast and how Norman Lear was so protective of some of the people on the show. And, you know, I love that show. I grew up watching it and all the reruns every day, two episodes.
Was this an interview or something?
Yeah, it was for like the National Film Academy. You know how they break them up.
Right.
But those are some really good interviews when you just get to hear stuff, especially those people from shows that, you know, are iconic. And just to hear him talking about that and talking about John Amos and what a good actor he is, which is so true. John Amos, which Autumn brought up.
Speaking of documentaries, I watched Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Was it any good?
Yeah.
So good.
So good. Mr. Rogers was a real nice dude.
He was a mensch.
Yeah.
Oh, how was Bert Kreischer at the Tabernacle?
That was very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it packed?
Packed, sold out, two shows.
Did you go to the after party?
I did not.
Why not?
You had to win a raffle. Oh. And I don't know how much it was to enter the raffle or if what you had to do.
Did he take his shirt off?
He did.
Of course.
And the show let out like 15 minutes before the second show was supposed to start. So I was like, he had an opener too who did 30 minutes or whatever. So I guess if you won the raffle, you maybe got a half hour with Bert backstage somewhere.
Hmm. I thought it was like at a bar after. I think after the shows,
maybe
he goes
after,
out with
after
like,
the 10 o'clock show.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He just Instagrams them all the time, so right. I assumed.
Oh, but he was real funny. And
he is funny.
Yeah. And
his
noticed,
lucky eyelash came out. Did you know that?
I noticed that they're showing Bert the Conqueror again on one of the local Atlanta channels.
Why?
Oh, cool.
I don't know. I just saw they were showing them like one after the other after the other.
Yeah.
So check that out if you see
it. I wish he had been here Super Bowl week because it would have been cool to see him walking around. Let's see. Do you have a staff pick? Would you like to recommend something?
Sure.
Besides this delicious
Banjo Nitro Cold,
Cold Brew Coffee.
This
straight
whole thing.
This whole thing in the yellow can, proudly brewed in Georgia.
Oh, sure.
10 calories.
I've been watching Red Oaks. Have you watched
Red Oaks?
It's on Prime. It's
Is it Momoa? Is that the Momo? No, that was something else.
No, this is Richard Kine, Paul Reiser.
Oh,
and then
I heard about that. Yeah,
yeah, it's fun. It had me, and I was interested. And then there was this one episode that they did this. They derailed and did this one body swap thing, Freaky Friday.
Oh yeah.
Thing for whatever reason, it was completely not what they were doing, and then. Luckily, they got back on it, but they kind of just wrote it off as, I was just acting weird.
What's it called?
Red Oaks. It's about...
Is it set in the 80s?
Yeah, it's set in the 80s.
Okay,
It's kind of like...
Steven Soderbergh did it.
Did he? I didn't know.
He's one of the producers, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's sort of like a Dirty Dancing, but like maybe like the Wonder Years meets Dirty Dancing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like you follow this kid. He's a tennis pro, and he's trying to help Paul Reiser get back into character, get back into like the championship of his... tennis club that mm-hmm. you know he's one of the presidents of, but he falls in love with his daughter and I think there's three seasons now. I just started two, but I made it through that one. It's a fun watch. They're 30 minute shows, so it's, you know, you can ease
it looks time. Really good.
Oh, based on Amazon, right?
yeah on Prime.
Seth Meyers' brother is in it, and it's
Josh Myers.
Yeah. pretty hilarious,
is he?
Yeah. Oh, he plays the douchey photographer, like the guy from Saved by the Bell that shows up to snap pics of Kelly in the bathing suits. And...
I wish Seth Meyers would act. I like him, but first of all, it's too late, and I'm just
great talk show Hot fatigue. Ones.
But he's a good actor.
You should watch his Hot Ones. From First We Feast.
Yeah,
where he eats the wings.
Yeah, yeah.
He was on one of the first three episodes of the new season.
Oh, he's just such a likable dude. I loved him on Saturday Night Live,
funny to watch him eating these super hot wings and like freaking out and talking about his old SNL days and it was interesting to hear him talk about his first ever sketch, which I want to go back and try and find, because he says he totally missed his line. He says he's supposed to be a reporter asking a question in his first ever sketch, and he says he's sitting there thinking, oh my god, I'm on Saturday Night Live, I can't believe it, and then he hears somebody else say his line, and he looks and he's like, if you could look at the sketch now, you would just see this guy going, oh my god, I can't believe I'm on Saturday Night Live.
Have we talked about Hot Ones before?
We've mentioned it a couple times. It was somebody's staff pick like a long time ago.
Okay, good. Hmm.
So Adam, what's your staff pick this week? Oh, you already said it.
I think that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, servants. All right, Adam Kelly, one of our Radio Labyrinth patrons, has one. Says, I've been deep into a YouTube series called Because Science. Kyle Hill from The Nerdist uses real-world math and science concepts to solve, measure, and make sense of pop culture questions in comics, movies, and TV. Where others debunk or dismiss topics as fantasy, he takes a deeper dive into what it would take to make it actually plausible. Topics include Wolverine's claws and other popular superpowers, Walking Dead zombies, Game of Thrones dragons, the Death Star's gravity, and other flaws, etc. It definitely falls in line with The Labyrinth, and I recommend it to all the radios.
I love that.
It is called Because Science, on YouTube. Science. Thank you, Adam Kelly. Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Check that out.
I love YouTube. Is just great. Yeah, just so great.
You gotta pay for the extra.
I know. I'm going to do that.
Just invite friends over that have the passwords.
Yeah. Oh, don't come over to our house.
So we can. I want you to see the house.
We all recommend Crashing too, though, Billy. If you want to get into a show.
Yes, Crashing is great.
Yeah.
I recommend Million Dollar Listing on Bravo.
Oh my god, yes.
This week's episode, I felt so bad for Dov. On Crashing?
Yes.
I know he's playing a character. And his
Dov Davidoff?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's playing this like hack comedian, and he gets bumped down from a gig. Felt so bad for him.
He does such a good job. Yeah. I really feel like that was his real life, but... not
they got booked to like this comedy club in New Jersey, and he was supposed to be the headliner, and they got there and he did one night, and then they said, yeah, we're gonna have you be the middle act and we're gonna have Pete be the
but he was also headliner. Trying to be like a real jerk in the backstage, like trying to hook up with the waitress and like just the old school comedy guy thing,
but it's a lot of backstage comedy inside kind of stuff that you see on the show.
Now he's canceled like Ryan Adams.
That just makes me anxious just to think about it.
He's not canceled. Not yet.
Ryan Adams is going to be canceled, though.
Yeah, Ryan Adams.
All right. So coming
up. Have they proved that was him? Because isn't he saying that's not him?
Yeah. He denies it.
It was Brian Adams.
Yeah. That's right.
Who died for you?
Coming up next week on the show, local actor, improv performer, and very funny all-around guy, Josh Warren, will be joining us in 2 weeks. Lace Larrabee and Jared Harris, both local comedians, both married, and starting their own podcast.
Yeah, that's out now.
It's out now? What's it called?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of it. It's like,
that's a long title.
No, I'd have to look it up.
We'll find out by the time they're here, because I don't remember either.
It's like the Newlyweds podcast or something like that it's called, because they just got married and now they're doing this podcast. I think it's like, they got 2 or 3, 4 episodes out.
Cool. Also, sometime in whenever, the King of Pops.
Yeah, he...
Stephen Carse.
Right, mm-hmm. He's got some availability, I think, in March. We're working on trying to get him in here.
Good guy. Very nice.
Another started here.
You know?
Now huge. They had it at the Super Bowl.
I know.
When you could eat them all day long for free, because we were in the media area, the radio.
Oh, cool.
And the place was humongous because there's TV and radio in there.
Right.
And then unlike the NCAA championship game, they had free food. So they had biscuits and stuff for breakfast, and then they had lunch and free Pepsi all day, which I ignored. But the King of Pops, I had a couple of those. Really good
in
stuff.
In Chattanooga, you know, our friend Michelle lives in Chattanooga, and they sell King of Pops there.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. all over.
But they call them King Pops.
Oh, really?
She's like, no, that's not it. No.
Oh.
He yells at them.
Go get me a King Pop.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, thanks so much for listening this week, and thank you to Billy Atchison for joining us. Now, please tell us all the important stuff we need to know about Nitro Cold Brew, and also, I hope you had fun.
Yeah, no, thank you guys tremendously for having me.
If you didn't have fun, I don't want to hear about it.
I'm just... No, it was great. I love
Still our most listened to episode of all time is the first one you were on.
What?
Yeah, still the most. Over 12,000 listens.
Nice.
Which is good for us.
That's me.
It's you? Just over and over again?
Over and over.
I understand.
That's what he listens to when he runs. He just plays
the same one over and over
again. I gotta be better next time. look for these cans around Atlanta, around Georgia, around the Southeast. If you need coffee in your office, home, gym, wherever, hit us up, info@banjocoldbrew.com. We're just happy to be a part of this scene and still be kicking right now. So,
well, we appreciate you coming on,
They stopped making free coffee at my work, so I'm going to look into this.
Well, it's expensive.
Send them my way.
You can't get that crap with chicory in it that's dust? Anyway.
No, I mean, they have coffee there, and just like the person that used to make it all the time had retired. So
they can't, no one else there will
do
it.
No one else wants to make the coffee. And I mean, I could make some if I could figure out how to use that weird old machine that they got.
What do they have? A percolator?
It's not like a Mr. Coffee, but it's like an industrial Mr. Coffee.
A little bun.
Yeah.
Oh, those are easy.
Yeah.
You know what's easy? Is pulling a handle and filling up your cup.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. We have a refrigerator.
Opening a can.
Yeah.
Do we put it in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just open the refrigerator?
No, we'll come and put a kegerator.
Yeah,
right there.
You said a kegerator.
In our office, break room.
Yeah.
Just pull that handle.
I'm going to start saving up for that.
We need that here.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you again, man. And sometime this summer, if it's not too hot or maybe late, I don't know, summer or fall, it'd be fun to come and do a show from the parking lot outside or inside and have people come over to watch.
Totally. Let's do it.
So let's
talk about
that. The
brewery would be a good spot for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the brewery.
Yeah.
We want to see that.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen. That'll be fun. Mostly for us because I want some coffee.
We can open up the walk-in cooler door and get some nice AC blowing out there.
Let's all do the show. We're doing it in a cooler. Seriously, man, thank you for coming back.
Appreciate it.
And everybody go out right now when you're listening to this. Or if you're in your car and you're on your way home, pull into Whole Foods and get yourself some Nitro Cold Brew coffee.
Yeah, tell us more. You're in all the Whole Foods.
Yes. Where else can they find it? I mean, Littles, Candler Park, Grant Park Markets, a lot of those independent stores around town carry us now. Bonglaze Donuts in Brookhaven.
Ooh.
Yeah, get you a little coffee and donuts.
Is that Little, L-I-D-L?
No, Littles.
Littles.
It's in Cabbage Town.
Just probably the best hamburgers.
Oh, hell yeah.
In Atlanta.
Better than the Vortex.
Wow. Yeah.
The Vortex is great.
They're solid. They're so good.
I ain't going back to the Vortex. They banned smoking.
But yeah, the yeah, all those little shops. Baker Duke Cupcakes. I don't know. There's
point people to your Avondale Estates.
Yes, come by the coffee shop. We've got different taps rotating, different coffees and teas on tap. We just got, as this podcast will be released, our beer wine license. Mm. We'll be rolling out local beers, probably pairing some wines with the coffee selections and kind of doing maybe like a little coffee, wine, chocolate.
Maybe
pairings.
Working with a beer company to do a brew with a stout.
We've done a couple.
Yeah.
One of our new sponsors.
Monday Night Brewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Monday Night Brewing.
Do you?
Yeah.
We had them on a couple of years ago also and tried some of the beer, but we tried a bunch of different ones because it was Aaron Williams, the beer guy.
Yeah.
And now he works exclusively for Monday Night. So.
Yeah. I will say Han Brolo is probably...
Han Brolo, what a name.
One of my top...
That's awesome.
That's another good reason for microbrews is the cool names.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you again, Billy. And Autumn, you got anything else to add?
No, maybe go to patreon.com/TimAndrews to see
our different tiers.
Yeah, the different rewards you can get for different donations. Like I said, $1 gets you Casting Call Chaos, and we try and put those out like every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you have any ideas for stuff like that, you know, anything that you want to hear for Casting Call Chaos and you're a donator, you can post it under some comments somewhere on the Patreon page, or you can find us on Facebook.
Always find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Radio Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter.
Twitter. And I'm online everywhere, social media everywhere, at Auto Pritz, P-R-I-T-T-S. And where are you, Tim?
At Tim Andrews here on Twitter.
Good.
Don't go to my Facebook. I'll never interact with you there.
J-E-F-F-K-E-Y-Z, most places.
Cool. And then, Billy, how do we find you again?
Yeah, you can...
Don't go to Twitter.
Yeah, don't go to Twitter. I'm not there. Billy underscore Atchison, A-T-C-H-I-S-O-N. And then, hit me up. I'm pretty accessible. Or Banjo Cold Brew at those
other
wonderful
places.
Sites.
And I'm wired. Just from one, I'm wired. But it's a good wire.
It's you'll feel good. You'll feel good the rest of the day.
Can I take some home?
Please.
All right.
I want some.
He doesn't want to have to carry these back up to the car.
We'll save you some.
Okay, thank you. Because I'll be there at the end of
When are you getting here? Because I was going to say I'll take some home, but I don't know how long.
Now keep them in your fridge.
Yeah, I don't know how long. If they're in my fridge, how long they'll
last. We'll buy you a six pack when you get to town.
All right.
That?
Well, I'll be here there the 28th through the 7th.
All okay.
Right. Cool. Well, thanks again. And until next week, please remember to keep it canon.
Keep it caffeinated in a cannon.
Responsibly.
Why we should plan things.
Bye-bye. It's time for the shout-outs. Time for the shout-outs. What? Time for the shout-outs. It's time for the shout-outs. Come on! First, I want to thank everyone for listening. We love you. We couldn't do this without you, but I especially want to thank everyone who's a donator on Patreon, which anybody who's not already a member, please check it out, patreon.com/TimAndrews. And even if you are a member, go check out the tiers and make sure that you are signed up for the coolest one, whatever one you'd like, because we've added some, we've changed some, so go check it out and get your money's worth, baby. All right, I'd like to thank everyone, starting with Aaron Roberts, Aaron Williams, Adam Kelly, AJ Dysart, Al Meekin. Sorry, Al. And sorry to anyone else who I'm mispronouncing your name. You know, what's in a name? Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Andrew Mulazzi, Beth Van Elswick, Bill Crumpton, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Colhard, Chris Cosentino, Chris Knight, Chris Metzler, Chris Weiland, Chris, Colin Omen, Dallas Walker, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, Darren Downey, David C. Funk, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kemble, I'm a cop, you idiot, Gordon Drum, Gordon Green, Gwen Ketchum and Mustard, Herb Lamb, Ian Stull,
JB,
Jamie Kirkland, Jeff Peterson, Jerry Truman, John Bennett, John Sutherland, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Parale, Joshua Schiffer, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Badger, Patty, Lauren Qualdeman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman,
Luca Niglio,
Matt Kennan, Mark Jones, Mark Piero, Mark Weiland, Marty Johnson, Matt Carter, Matt Daly,
Matt Zaniglia,
Mike D, Mike Hall, Mike Spitzler, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Ryan Humans, Sam Wells, Seth Ingram, Seth Tuttle, Sean Hall, Sherry Doherty, Stephanie Kaminsky,
Trent,
Wayne Blair, Wendy Muller,
what up, Wendy?
Zach Pittman. And that's it. You guys, so grateful for you. We love you. I love you. Keep it canon.